Hi, my name is Andrew, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Time. Space. Reality. It's more than a linear path. It's a prism of endless possibility, where a single choice can branch out into infinite realities, creating alternate worlds from the ones you know. I am the Watcher. I am your guide through these vast new realities. Follow me and ponder the question, what if? If you've been watching the latest MCU series, What If, like I have, you know that's how every episode starts. An invitation to step back and follow along with what happens when one small choice is made differently. It's been a fascinating run, and I can't wait until the next season. Some of the episodes have been quite grim, but some have been very lighthearted. And through it all, the Watcher, as he says, has been our narrator and our guide. Uatu, that's his name in the comics, is a member of a race known as the Watchers, sworn to observe but not interfere. What If is actually not the first time we've seen the Watchers in the MCU. We see Stan Lee's character talking to them on an unidentified planet in the middle of the hyperspace jump sequence in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. And one of my favorite comic stories involving Uatu is Neil Gaiman's Marvel 1602, where Uatu provides passive commentary, acknowledging that what is being seen is different, and yet similar to the main storyline we know. The heavy implication is that some things will always be in some way, shape, or form. That certain people will always be who we know them to be. The Watcher in What If stands outside each of the branching realities, passive. In some ways, this is an image that many have of God, that he's a passive observer of the universe from outside of time. Indeed, the concept of a distant, impassive God is a key tenet of Epicureanism. And in other areas, a 14th century philosopher called Boethius explores this very concept in a work called The Consolation of Philosophy. God knows what will happen, but, and this is where he diverges from the Watcher, only occasionally steps into reality to directly impact things that are happening. This is a version of God that some Christians today still believe in, even. That God has acted once in time to save people through Jesus, but other than that, he only rarely steps in to help those who he loves. However, this view is flawed. First, if Christ is the self-revelation of God, see John 14:9, then a God active and working in his creation is exactly what we should expect. Moreover, the confrontation between God and Job at the end of the eponymous book shows how God is actively at work keeping his entire creation running, and that Job's criticisms are coming from an extremely limited and self-focused point of view. Not that he actually uses that as any sort of justification of what happens to Job, just to push back on the very concept of questioning God's authority. Romans 11:36 states, "For from God, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen." Paul's summary statement of his argument thus far in the book of Romans drills down to the very essence. God is actively sustaining creation. Miracles are the name that are given to God's overt actions, in the framework of a passive God who sometimes steps down off his throne to help his people. However, they are more properly the name of the times when God's actions become obvious to everyone. God, however, is always active and working things to the good of those who love him. He is no passive watcher, but is instead an active provider and savior. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Andrew for the Daily Nerd Devo. And remember, to be awesome in the name of Christ. See you, Space Cowboy.